We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we are starting 14 lines from the top by the two dots. Tana Rabbanan, V'samtem, it says in the Pasuk that V'samtem is Devarai Eila Al Levavchem V'Al Nafshechem. Talking about the Torah. The Torah is called Samtam, a complete medicine. Nimshel Torah Kesam Chayim. Moshla Adam, Shehika Es B'noi Makkah Gedayla. A person hit his son, a big Makkah, and might say he needed to be healed. He put a medicated band-aid on his makkah. Any time that this band-aid is on your makkah, eat what you want, and drink what you want. You don't have to be careful what you eat. You can wash yourself start in hot water, cold water. You don't have to worry about getting an infection. But if you take off that band-aid, that medicated band-aid, blisters and get infected. I created the Torah, Tavlin. The Torah is the antidote to the Yetzirah. The only way to save yourself from the Yetzirah is the Torah. Hashem is the one who created the Yetzirah. He says, I created the Torah. The only way to save yourself from the Yetzirah is with the Torah. If you're oisik b'Torah, then you will not be nimsar in the hands of the Yetzer Hara. Shem says in the pasuk, "Haloyim seitiv seis." That's what it means. If you do good, you learn Torah seis, you overpower the Yetzer Hara. If you don't learn Torah, you'll be put into the hands of the Yetzer Hara. Shem, Pesach atz reivitz, will be waiting for you by the door to make you do avera. Once he starts with you, he'll be busy with you all day. If you want to do tshuva, you can still overpower the Yetzirah. But that all happens with the Torah. If someone learns Torah, he'll overpower the Yetzirah. Even his creator calls it ra. The Yetzirah of a person is ra from when he's born. Comes new every day. Shenema rak ra kol hayoyim. A pasuk by the Dor HaMabul that rak ra kol hayoyim. Extra word kol hayoyim means kol hayoyim every day. It's a new chiddush. Baruch Shem Levi. Yitzchak shel Adam miskaber alav hayoyim. Gets stronger every day. Mavakash Amisa wants to kill him. Shenema tzoyfer rosh al tzadik mavakash Amisa. He looks. The Rasha looks after the tzaddik. Yitzhara looks after the tzaddik. Wants to kill him. But the Malach Karis Baruch Oizra Ein Yochaloi Shneamar Elikim Lo Yazven of Yodai. Hashem will not let the Yitzhara win. Akaponim. We have here two things: Miskaber and Mischadish. The first thing says Mischadish Cholyan. This is Miskaber. Zok the Riaf on the In Yaakov. Pirshin Yaakov. Shmak Upshat. The first one is talking about a Rasha who forced his Yitzhara. So by him, every day is a new Yetzara. Today he falls to the Yetzara, the next day he falls to another Yetzara. It's a new Yetzara every day. And that's why you bring the Pasuk out of Mabel, Rak, Rak, Kol Yom, because that's how it's by Mabel. The second Gemara is talking about a Tzaddik. By him, the first day the Yetzara comes to him, doesn't work. So the next day he gets stronger, Misgaber, he tries again. And that's why the Pasuk says, Soifah Rasha Le Tzaddik, talking about a Tzaddik, and therefore, he wants to kill him. In the first Quran, they want to kill him because he's dead already. Like the Gemara says, a Rasha bechayeim nikri mesim. He's called mesim in his lifetime. That's the Riyafah of the Gemara. First Gemara is by a Rasha, and second Gemara is by a Tzadik. Tana Bar Bishmal, Bani, in Paga Bacham Anuvel, Zeh, if this Yetzara attacks you, Mashchoy le Beis Medrash, bring him to the Beis Medrash. Im Eben Hu Nimuach, if he's a stone, he'll melt. Vim Barzul with spices, if he's a piece of metal, he'll blow up. Shenemar, haloi koi devarai ke'esh no ma'ashem. My words, the Torah is like esh, ukepatish yifaytze sela. And just like a hammer will break the sela, and it'll go flying all different directions, same thing here. Im evenu nimuach, shenemar, haloi koi tzom alachum mayim. That we see Torah is compared to mayim. Va'oimer, it says the pasuk, avonim shalkum mayim, that the avonim gets ground up by the water. So it says here, if the menuvel attacks you, bring him to the Reis Medrash. I have to go dig. It doesn't say to go learn Torah in your house. Bring him to the Reis Medrash. You go to the Reis Medrash, much less distractions. You can't bring your computer into the Reis Medrash. So akaponim, then you go into the Reis Medrash, that's much better. Learning Torah in the Reis Medrash, much better learning Torah at home. Let's see it for the Yetzirah at least. If someone sees the Yetzirah attacking, you run to the Reis Medrash. Let's see it, Isha. We finished with a little bit of that agarato. We're going back to the brisa that says the mitzvahs of the father ala ben, which means the father has to do for the child, for the son. It said he has to give him a milah, pidyon ben, and teach him Torah. All those are dafka for your sons. Now when it comes to lasi isha, which we see in the Gemara, means you mechuyev to marry off your sons and daughters. Lasi isha menal, what's the makar? The chesiv says the pasuk, kichu nashim, first get married, but lead the banam abanis, and have children. sons and daughters. V'kechula v'neichem nashim, take for your sons' wives. V'espneisechem tenula nashim, and give your daughters to men. So Mara says, I can't understand this mitzvah. Bishlam v'noi b'yadah. Bishlam v'noi, you can take a girl for your son. But al bita b'yadahi, is bita b'yadahi? It's up to the man if he wants to marry your daughter. It's not up to you. Mara says, hach kamar la. Nita la midi, give her money or clothing, v'nilbashe v'nechsaya. Let her give her what to cover herself with. Give her nice clothing. Kehechi to kovtsu ala inchi. Give her, make her into a someone who people would want, people would desire. Give her good clothing in order people should jump on her and marry her. That's part of the mitzvah of marrying her off. So a girl comes back from seminary, you bring it to the store to get clothing. It's a makar on the Gemara like that. Let's state it's a mitzvah. It's part of marrying off the daughter. Lamdai umlis. State lamdai umlis. It says the next thing is you have to teach your son a trade. It's a mitzvah to teach your son a trade. And it's not clear if you have to teach your daughter as well. Pasha's not. Manolon, how do you know? What's the makar? Mechistam makar. The pasuk says, Re'ei chayim im isha asher hafta. You should make sure you have chayim with the isha asher hafta. Now, it's not posh what isha means. So, im isha mamish, if it means mamish with getting married, so it means like this. Keshem shechayim la'si isha, shechayim yuchayim. To marry isha, to marry off your son to isha, kachayim lam de umnis. So it's a hekesh. They're saying, you also chayim, teach him chayim, which is umnis, which is a trade. Im tairi, if it means tairi, isha can mean tairi also. Im tairi, kashem shechayiv lam de'tairi, so you have mechuyiv to teach him tairi, ka chayiv lam de'umnus. You also mechuyiv to teach him a trade.
If the guy's kids learning, could that be
umnus? No, if it makes money, yeah, it makes money, yeah. V'yesh oimrim, afla shita chiyas here doesn't mean a chiyas. That's pasha, kehem chayin avarech emeinu, that's not a shayla. The chiyas of a person is a tairi. That we say every day, it's not a joke, kehem chayin avarech emeinu. But this chayin means the kemach part of it. So if the Torah usually doesn't make kemach, no. V'yesh oimrim af lashita v'nor. It says this. So also, you may have to teach about a swim. My time a chiyusi. It's part of you have to be able to live, and part of your skills is to know how to swim, and that's part of your life skills to learn how to swim. If you have to teach about a swim. Rav Yudai me kol she'im lam de umnis. He adds something on it. He says kol she'im lam de umnis. You don't teach him a trade. Lam de listus. You're teaching him listus. And the more they ask, listus akadayda chalakilum lam listus, kilu toward him listus, which means he taught him to be a robber. But what's Rabbi Huda adding on, Lamaisa? Well, he said already, you have to teach your son a trade. He says, you don't teach your son a trade, it's kilum tam, kilum lam de listus. What did he add on to the Tanakama? May binayu, you give now the agra iska. According to Tanakama, it's enough if you teach him business. But you don't teach him how much a trade. Rabbi Huda says, you have to teach him a trade. Because a lot of times, if you have a business, maybe the people don't want to buy. It's supply and demand. Sometimes there's no one to buy your schayra, and it come out. You have to start stealing. So therefore, if he has a trade, the tailors and shoemakers never go out of business. They always need those, and therefore, you teach them a trade. Taisu Rezaka says similarly. He says that by iska, a lot of times a bad deal. A guy makes a bad deal. Therefore, he should have another trade. He should have a side job besides for syndicating buildings. Kol mitzvah sa'av al haben. It says, the next part of the Mishnah says, kol mitzvah sa'av al haben. So the first part of the Mishnah said that kol mitzvah haben al av anoshim chayav anoshim p'turos. Then it says that anoshim chayav anoshim p'turos, which we said, I'm going to give you this, we know what the Gemara said before, it means the mitzvah the father do for the child, only the father does, not the mother. Then it says, kol mitzvah sa'av al haben, echer anoshim ve'ech anoshim chayavim. Kol mitzvah sa'av on the ben, say no anoshim, say anoshim or chayav. Zogt die Gemara, my kol mitzvahs ha'av al haben, ilay mekol mitzvahs ha'dem chayiv abel mebel abrei, if it means all the mitzvahs the father has to do for the son, which would be like the same like the Reisha, which the Rishonim are bothered by, but like what I'm saying, that kol mitzvahs ha'dem chayiv abel mebel abrei, maybe means all the chiyuvim that the father has to do for the son, noshim chayavos, or noshim chayiv ha'tayim ha'dem abrei, so av chayiv ha'bnoi, l'moy loy v'loftoi, so av v'ini meloy, I'm Rav Yehuda Hachkamar, this part of Mishnah, called Mitzvah Sa'av, Hamutelas Al Ben Lasis La'aviv, all the mitzvahs that the Ben has to do for the Aviv, which is Kibud and Yira, Echad Anoshim, Echad Anoshim Ve'yavim, both men and ladies are Chayiv. And the Rishonim are bothered, like we should have chapped that, because the Reisha was talking about the mitzvah for your child, so we don't say Echad Anoshim, so Rishonim say, the Gemara asked on both parts of Mishnah at once, and said, oh, it can't be that way, and Echad Anoshim, the Gemara came out to the Teretz at once, both parts of the Mishnah. Tanilo at our bottom, we have the tackle first of Bryce that says that ladies are chayiv and kibbutz of aim as well. Ish, it says in the pasuk, ish ima vav tiro, elili ish, ish shamanayin, shoima tiro, harekan shtayim. It says tiro, we know that means both of them came out of the ish, because ish sipek b'yad alasis. Ish always will have a chance to do it. Isha ain't sipek b'yad alasis. Pesach shusha chayim aleha. The isha, when she's married, her husband is in control, and therefore a lot of times she won't have the capability of doing kibbut aveim, because her husband can be meicha b'yada, and therefore it says ish. But avada niskarsha, if she gets the divorce, Amar Rav Yidi Ba'av, no Rav, niskarsha shteyam shavim. If she gets the skarsha, she's just as much mechuyev as a man. She's mechuyev kibbut aveim just as much as a man. Tana Rabban, now it's in the pasuk. The mitzvah of kibud of your father and mother. Nehemiah also says, Gabi Hashem, Kabir is Hashem Ha'icha. You have to be Kabir Hashem from your money. So we see, both by father and mother and by Hashem, there's an Indian of kibud. Hishva costs a kibud of aim liquid amakim. That's the Gabi kibud. You find by a year also. Nehemiah ish imay vavatiro, Nehemiah is Hashem Ha'kachatiro. There's a mitzvah, Yira is Hashem, Yira Shemayim. They're both Yira. Voice is Sabbat. Hishva costs a ras of aim lamaras makim. And Megav Mekal also. Now Mekal of Vimba Moisumas. Now Ish Ki Kal Lekov Nosachetoy. Hishcha Kosa Berchus Ava Aim LeBerchus Amakim. So you have three things which are very similar. Legav Kibud Aim. There's Kibud there by Hashem. There's Yir Shemayim. There's Yir of Aim. There's Mekal and Mekal. But Hakav, it doesn't say Hakav by Hakav's Baruch. It's not possible. Aber Hakav Vadi Efshe V'chem Bedin Shlosh Tom Shutvim Boy. And says V'chem Bedin that. It should be the same thing. There should be mashva, the kibud of aim, the kibud Hashem, because they're all three shutvim in him. So it goes together, like Rashi says, the ish mazriya loivin shavoy, the white ish mazriya oidim shavoy, is the red, is the blood. Because baruch hu neifach by neshama marayin v'shmiyas oizim v'dibur. The three shutvim make the person. When a person mechabed his father and mother, Amakars Baruch Hu, Mala ani aleichem kilu daritim neim vechabduni. It's kilu I live between you and you are mechabed me. If you mechabed your father and mother, it's kilu you mechabed me. Tanya, Rabbi Amgal v'duv neim yisham v'ayolam. It's klar fi Amakars Baruch Hu she ben mechabed ima yosim aviv. That ben would mechabed his mother more than his father. Why? Ben pnei shemesh daldos v'dvarim, which means that she talks to him nicely, and therefore he will be mechaber his mother before his father. Lefi hichtav akaris baruch kibud av lekibudim. Says kibud av aim. That's what it says. Kabris avicha vesevecha. Because you need more of a chizik to mechaber your father. V'gol yadu lefni meshavam v'yoylam shabem esiyarim aviv. He's more scared of his father Yosef even more than his mother. Peshim alam in Torah, because he's teaching him Torah, so he's more like his rebbe. He has the yira like of his rebbe. Lefikach hichtav akaris baruch moira aim lemarav. Therefore it says ish imay v'avav tiro. It says imay first because usually you have more yira from the father. If you have a chizik for imay. Tony Tanakhid of Nachman, not all the Mitzar as Aviv as Imoy, if a person's Mitzar is parents, Omakar's Baruch Hu, Yofas is Shloi Dartim Neim. It's good I didn't rest my Shechina down here. Shemoli Dartim Neim, it's Yeruni, you would have bothered me also, because I see one of the two of the Shutvim, you're not careful with. I'm going to stumble the third Shutvim also. So it's good my Shechina's down here, because you would have bothered me, Kaviyachal. But we have on Lamanam Beis, we have Mechabed. Then Hashem says, it's ki'ilu I'm here and you're being mechabed me. Hashem makes ki'ilu that I'm here and you're being mechabed, Akaris Baruch Hu.